Did your folks ever call them anything else? I said, don't eat those. The ones that you don't eat, you call what?
I've heard, they've said something, but I don't even, the very something I've had them. I know you call them mushroom caps. No, toadstools.
Okay, and that's ones? Okay. How about that's another type of vegetable. The kind that is yellow, it's crookneck.
Squash.
Okay. Did they ever get any down here that's white and kind of flat, you know, round?
I think I've seen it once or twice, but I think they mainly just get the yellow squash.
That's the main one that people get?
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. The, is that a favorite?
Let's put it this way. When I was growing up, there weren't too many vegetables that my mother prepared for us. I'll eat squash, I'll have peas, corn, and string beans. But as for any other kind of vegetable, no. Sometimes when I go to like the Pawnee's restaurant, you know, they might have a vegetable. I might try it. Like I've tried, I don't even know if you want to call them vegetables, Brussels sprouts and the bamboo shoots and water chestnuts and they have what they call the heart of the palm. They take out the palm tree, put that in salads. But the only time I eat a salad is if I go to a restaurant. But I will not fix one at my house to eat that. I don't like it.
Okay. How about, let's skip over here.
Salads are for company. That's when we make the salads.
Is it like a formal?
Well, it's just that my mother will sit down and eat a tomato, this little teeny tomatoes. I forgot the stupid name for them. But she'll eat them. My sister will eat them. My little nephew will just take a bite and dip it in salt and eat it. Nothing of it. But I won't. I mean, I just, to me, a salad is, you go out to a restaurant, you got to kill time before they bring you your main, your course, so you eat the salad. But when I'm worn off diet so much that when I think of the calories that's in a salad, the heck with the salad, I really have the meat.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, and salads don't have as, you know, people think they don't have that many calories in it, but when you count up calories, they do.
Yeah. Okay. How about, checking this thing here. If you leave an apple, okay, in a window or something like that, it'll turn brown. Then it'll do what?
Dry up. You got the core.
What do you call it when it kind of?
We never leave it there to dry up. We just throw the thing away.
All right. Well, you know, like if you're in the water too long, what happens to your hands?
It gets wrinkled, shrink, you know, you get wrinkle marks.
Okay. Would the, would you ever say a different way of saying it would be
shriveled up?
Okay. Would you ever use that word right here? How would you use that?
I don't think we even use it that much, not us.
Okay. How about what kind of citrus fruits do you get here?
I see. Oranges. You got your grapefruit, got your limes, lemons. That's about it for citrus, orange, grapefruits, lemons, limes.
Okay. If you had a bowl of oranges on the table when you left in the morning and you expected to have one when you got back, but somebody beat you to it, you came in, there was nothing but an
empty bowl.
No, you'd say that the oranges are...
What's vanished?
Yeah. What'd you say?
No, just someone beat me to it, which I wouldn't mind because I don't care for oranges that much either.
Okay. Would you ever say, like, you'd say, oh my gosh, the oranges are...
Gone.
Okay. Would you say the oranges are anything else gone?
No, they just empty bowl, gone, vanished.
Okay. You know where they grow... okay. What's the inside part of a cherry that you don't eat?
The seed or the pit.
Okay. How about the inside part of a peach that you